Dan Daf, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid. Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Benoe, Orul Mekabel Hazot, that even though a person is an Orul, exactly what the Chiddush is, we'll see soon, but even though a person is an Orul, is Mekabel Hazot, you could still be Maza on him, even though he's an Orul. Where do we see this? Shekein motzino baviseinu shekiblu hazok shehin arelo. Because we'll see this man Yeshua. You were mazan them, and they were arelim, and the hazor helped. Where do we see this? Shenema va'om olu min hayarden ba'osa l'chodesh harishi. But they crossed the Yarden, they came up to Eretz Yisrael, Ba'osa l'chodesh harishi. That's for sure that they weren't mal themselves on the 10th day of Nisan. Mishumchul shedu'uche. Is hazor eime oved lo? So when did they make hazor? That means that they were arelim. The milah was yom yodalek. Now hazor is to be yom shlishi v'yom shvi. So the only way they'd be able to make a Korban Pesach, the latest they could make the first Hazor would be Yud Nissen. And Yud Nissen, they were Arelim. So we see that one could be Mazeh Aol. So the Gemara asks, Eima Ovid Lohu. Eimus Ovid Lohu. Lav Kshein Arelim. So when did they make Hazor? We'll see, they needed Hazor. And when were they Mekabel Hazor? When they were Arelim. So the Gemara says, V'dume loy obud Pesach klal. Maybe they didn't make a Korban Pesach. Maybe the Tmeim, who were Arelim, did not make a Korban Pesach. So the Ritva speaks out, the Moses Lois Alkadachasi Vayasu as HaPosach. They made a Korban Pesach. So the Ritva says he didn't know a Posik. I mean, the Posik has made a Korban Pesach. He says, no, the Gemara means to ask that there was Zicha Yidin who were not a Reilim. There were Yidin from the Yaitse Mitzrayim who were not a Reilim. So maybe they made the Korban Pesach. The Moses says, no, Vayasos the Pesach, it seems that Klal Yisrael made the Korban Pesach, and Rav of the Yidden were Arelim. Rav of the Yidden were born in the Midbar, and they were not Nimel in the Midbar. So Vayasos the Pesach is not speaking about a Miut of Klal Yisrael, Mustafa is speaking of Rav of Klal Yisrael. Now, Rav of Klal Yisrael were Arelim, And they made a Korban Pesach, and they needed Hazor, they were Tmei and Mason. So, Kol Choch, you see from this, that one can make Hazor on a Orl. Maskif lo marzutre vidulme Pesach abo betume hoya. Maybe it was a Pesach abo betume. Who says they made Hazor? Maybe they didn't make Hazor. Yeah, so what's the raya? Amalei Ravashi Tanya Behedye Molu Betoblu Veosu Pischeim Betare. The Braise says klar that the Pesach was brought Betare, so it was brought Betare, a kocher that made Hazor. And whenever the Hazor was done, they were still Arelim. So you see that an Orel can be Mekabel Hazor. Let us see Rashi. Oru Yisrael shenitmo b'meis. An oru, he was an oru, and he was nitmo b'meis. Mekabel hazor litoyer mitumosoy. So even though he's an oru, you can still be mazanim. Uchsheyimel einitzach larza ulahazais. You don't have to repeat the hazor. Boichel bekotshim. V'loy amrinen hazos oles loy shmo hazo. There'd be a svara to say
that a Azov on Oral does not have a Teres Azov? No, we don't say this. She came out Zino Bavisaini Bime Yeshua Bepesach Gilgal. She Kiblu Azov Mitumes Meisk Shein Areila. Pasor Eloimo, Oison Shohoyu Bamidbo Shohoyu Areila. Azov Samus Ovid Lutumes Meishalayim. Sheroiv tzibo tmei meisoy. Most of the tzibo were tmei meisim. Shenitmu baviseyim. They became tome from their ovish. Shekol yaitzi mitzrayim meisu bamidbor. The yaitzi mitzrayim were meisu bamidbor. Some meile. So the yaitzi chalotzeyim became tome. The Ramban asks Akasha in Medrash, it says that each year they used to make their own kvorim. They used to go into the kvorim and those who were nifta and they came already. So why was it muchach that the Deir HaMidbar died in the Midbar? Why is it muchach that the children became tomei? Says the Efshir Shaloi Hehilu Hachayim Alameisim. The Zichem Mestama were Mahil. They weren't Bishas, they were Maspid them. The Zichem became Tomei. Or he wants to say, could be not Dweirash. He says the word Tmei Meisim, they had Muhammad, Zichem, Oig, and Midyan. And they killed a lot of Goyim, and now Goyim's Metama Bemage Bemase. So Mestama they were. Tmei Meisim. So they needed Hazor. V'heich nitaru lechel pischeim. Im leikiblo Hazor shlish yishvik shem areilim. Oy kol echad v'echad kibel Hazor leshlish yishvik shlei boide b'midbor. Oy achshav izo aleim. Kulam yachad be'osa lechidish. That was the latest you can make the first Hazor. The 10th day of Nisan, the Be'erev HaPesach, Bo'ilan Dalad Yomim, Kimishpat Pein Hazor LaHazor, Dim Lo'i Hoyu Mazin Ad Yoim Achad Oso, if they were first able to be Mazan them, after the Mila, La'acha Mila, Nimtzeis Hazor Shniye, Mechuser Ezman, so the second Hazor cannot be Erev Pesach. And as the Gemara feels, and they were toyer b'shas, they were makib the korban Pesach. So kochoch one can make hazor and ha'oru. V'easter mafarish luhu hazor. So the first pshat in Rashi is that we're speaking about that you can make hazor and ha'oru. That is a tomei meis. He's a tomei meis. He needs Hazor because he's a Tomei Meis, and the Chiddush is that even though he's an Oral, the Hazor helps. The Eastern Mepharishlu, other safe shot, Hazor, Mishum Dechol HaPoiresh Min Ha'orlo KePoiresh Min HaKeva. That every a peirish min ha'olah, that means if a person becomes nimul, is kepeirish min ha'kever. So it's ke'ilu, he was negeya bekever. And that's the Hazor we are speaking about. Chol ha'peirish min ha'olah, kepeirish min ha'kever. V'lav milsehi. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan peke isha b'meseches psochim, Loishonu elo orul oived kechavim. That din, that after mila yinir hazor, that din is only by a goy, an orul oived kechavim. Avul orul Yisrael divrei hakel toivul v'oichul miyad es pischoy le'erev. Veloshin rishin shamati mi pi azoke. Now this din kol ha'peirish min ha'orlo kepeirish min ha'kever. Pshat is that um, the din is that, that what the Rashi explains, the din really is that a goy that's megayer himself, so lamaisa, he needs hazor shlishi yoshvi. And the reason why a goy needs hazor shlishi yoshvi is even though theoretically he never became tome from a tumas mace, afal pikein, Chazal were afraid that if a goy will, if a goy will not have to make hazor, so remember like this. Last year, before Pesach, I touched mesim the whole time, and all I needed, mila, then tefillah, and finished, and I did not need hazor, even though I touched mesim. So the next year, when he's a yid, he'll also will have this raya from such an hugge that the next year he touched mesim al tzidim, he also doesn't need hazor. Last year he ate a korban pesach without hazor. So therefore, Chazal said that kol ha-perish min ha-olo, which Lamaisa is speaking about, that a goy that was megayer himself, he needs hazor shlishi yishvi. That is the halacha. That is pshat in this halacha. So it only applies by a goy, but by a yid, by a yid is no halacha whatsoever that a yid that is mal himself needs hazor. The marshal asks, according to this pshat, he says, the Gemara had asked that, Moses, you can't say they were mal themselves, Yud Benissen, because, Chul Shedouche. And if they were mal themselves, Yud Benissen, so then I don't have any raya that Hazor helps. And an oral, because could be they were mazam then Yud Nissen. So the marshal asks, if they were mal themselves Yud Nissen, and it is a din kol ha-perish min ha-ol or ke-perish min ha-kever, so l'chere, you have to wait 7 days. How can you mazah shlishi yeshvi? So how can, if they were mal themselves Yud Nissen? So you have to wait 7 days. Al kolchoch the hazor was when they were areilim. What is pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that the Gemara brings a raya that hazor helps on an oru. Because if you say hazor doesn't help on an oru, so when did they make hazor? The only the 11th day, so then there wasn't a 4 day span between Azor Shlishi and Azor Shvi. So the Gemara says maybe they made Hazor the 10th day. They were mal themselves the 10th day, made Hazor the 10th day. So the Gemara says no, they didn't make Mila the 10th day. So Mamela Hazor couldn't have been the 10th day. But if we would assume they made Hazor the 10th day, then we'll say, if they made Mila the 10th day, then we'll say they made Hazor the 10th day. So if the, how could you, if there's a klal kol ha-perish min ha-ola ke-perish min ha-kever, so just like, you need 7 days. You have to start counting 7 days. So afilu, if they were nimaylam the 10th day, it's still from the 10th day till Pesach, there's no 7 days. That kasha the marshal is. So the marshal says, could be they held that this halacha kol ha-perish min ha-ola ke-perish min ha-kev, you don't need 7 days. You need hazor once and then 4 days later. So maybe that wouldn't have been a problem. But the Gemara says they didn't make hazor. They didn't make mila the 10th day. So the hazor couldn't have been the 10th day. So kochak the hazor was the 11th day. So, the couldn't be the 11th day also, so Kochach Dazor was before, when they were Areilim. Let us see Taisvis. Orul Mekabel Hazor Shekein Motzino. The Gemara says that an Orul is Mekabel Hazor. Teimel Ri, Marayet Tzorich. why a shakla v'talya if you can be maza on the o? Loma lo ye kabulazo? Why shouldn't you be able to be? Why can't you be maza on the o? My shmita leitzar asina. Afilu le Rabbi Kiva de marbe le oru kitome. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva darshens ish ki yetzorua izop. So he darshens the yitter ish is going on an or, just like a tzorua can eat trume, so an or also can eat trume. So Rabbi Kiva said a loshen oru kitome. An or is just like a, no, it's like a tzorua, it's like a zol. So Taisvis asks, Afilu an oru is like a tome. The marba la oru ki tome. The tome mikabul hazo. It could be maza an the tome also. Kdioma beperik dam chatos. Mechatos shenit mu'u. Metarim. Mechatos that became tome are metar tumis meis. Shereinido mazin oleho vihi tohiro. That means you're maza ananide, and the second the meyazor touches the nida, it becomes tome. Va'avopiken, it's metayra. So the Gemara says, you see that by me, there's no aloche bechlau that the mechatas has to be toyer. The mechati can be maza an atome. So Taisvis asks, so what is this whole shakla v'tayi over here that you're able to be maza an ha'ol? Why shouldn't you be able to be maza an ha'ol? Afilo, you say, ol kitome, you can be maza an ha'tome also. So Taisvis blibes with a kasha. The Taisvis HaRosh says a very interesting teretz. Ve'efshel lohima mishum d'chsiv ish ki yiyeh tzorua. It says that an oru is like a tzorua. Ve'efshel da'af al gav dizov mekabul hazov. You could be mazan hazov, you could be mazan anide. Mitzoyre de'iske shlemeis u'metame bo'oyo. Loi mahani yazo. Could be a metzair is worse, because a metzair is equivalent to a mace. So I once heard, so what's pshan the Taisus HaRosh? So one said from Rabitza Gross, he once said, there's a Taisus and Chagiga we had learned in Daf of Gimel Amid Aleph, that Taisus says, the Gemara brings a mace, they once carried mechatos on a ship, and there was a mace there, and they were mile over it, a ganza mace. So Taisvah says, and what's the problem if the Mechatas became Tomei from a Meis? Taisvah brings this Raya can be Maza an a Tomei. It can be Maza an a Nida. So Taisvah says, Tumis Meishani. That means if Mechatas becomes Tomei from a Meis, it can be Metayah. It loses the Koyach Atare. So now we appreciate the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh, Rabbi Kiva says, Orul Kitome, he's like a Metzoyre. And a Metzoyre is equivalent to a mace. So Memele, it has two mace, it's Metama Boil. So Memele, I would think that you cannot be Maza on the Orul, because an Orul has, so Memele, the Tumis Metzoyre, it should passel the mechatos. It's kamash malon that it doesn't. That is the chiddush of this gemara. Zok the gemara weiter. Oma rabbe bar yitzrak oma rav. Loi nitno priyes mila la avrom avinu. That the mitzvah of priye was not given to Avrom Avinu. Shenema, be'eisahi omar Hashem el Yeshua, asei lecho chal b'yisurim. The Rebbein Shalom told Yeshua he should make sharp knives. So the Gemara held, so why does he have to, what is it necessary to be mal them now? So the Gemara held, because you make priya. So, So weiß doch heus, that this was neschadish later. That means now in Yeshua was neschadish. Asei lecho charbe surim. To make priya. The Ian Yaakov asks Akasha if, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Yeshua made priya then, until then there was no priya, so why do you need a cherev? It's brought down that priya should be made by tziponayim, not with a cherev, not with the ola, the chitocha ola is made with a sakin, but the priya is made by tziponayim. So how did the Gemara understand this? That the Gemara wants to prove from this pasuk that then was neschadish mitzvahs priya. How could it be mitzvahs priya? You don't make priya with a knife. So the Yin Yaakov wants to say could be that's dafka by a cotton you can make priya b'tziponayim. He was speaking about gedolim, so it could be here you take and need a knife for priya also. So that's the raya. So the Gemara is bringing a raya that mitzvahs priya was neschadish by Yehoshua. So the Gemara asks, V'dulma hanoch deloy mohu. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that this mitzvah, selach achar b'surim, is to make priya? Maybe it is to be mal those who were not nimel. T'chsiv ki moylem hoyu kolom ha-yoytzim, though the yoytzim mitzrayim were moylem, v'cholom ha-yiloydim, they were not nimel. So Memela, so could be this mitzvah to Yeshua is to be mal those who were born in the Midbar. So where do you see Bechlal that this is a mitzvah to make priya, and priya wasn't made till now? So the Gemara says, Im Kain Maishuv. The Pasuk says, Vishuv moil es b'nei Yisrael Shainis. And you should go again and be mal b'nei Yisrael Shainis. What's a Vishuv moil? Should be mal them again. If you mal a person once, it's not shaykh to be mal again. Is Vishuv moil means those that were nimel already, you should be mal again, you should make priya. So we see from this that okay, till then, there wasn't a nirg of priya, and then became the schadish, the mitzvah of priya. Elolav le priya. In fact, the Gemara, very good. So if vishuv is coming to be marba priya, so let's see the pasuk. The pasuk is vishuv. Moil as b'nei Yisrael, shainis. So what is the shainis coming for? The shuv is coming to tell me there's a mitzvah of priya. What is the shainis coming to tell us? So the Gemara says, lakushi soif mila letchilas mila. You're right, shainis is also telling me something, that afilu mila was made. But if there are tzitzin that are ma'akev as a mila, so you have to be mal to take off these tzitzit. So shuv is coming for priya, and shainis is coming for tzitzit amakvines amila. Akushi soif mila latchilas mila. Matchilas mila makeves, just like when you have a complete ola. So it's ma'akiv, av soif mila makvin boy. So the tzitzin, which are the gmar of the mila, it's also ma'akev. This nan eloin tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila, boso ha'choife es roiva atore. If there's leftover boso, that's choife, roiva of the atore, so it's ma'akev the mila vein oichel betrume. So there's a chiyev mila an tzitzin. Omar Ravine vitem Rav Yirmiya Barab Omar Rav Bosa Hachoyfe es Roiv Goivo Shel Atoro. The tzitzin, the chatiches oyer, that is ma'akev de mile, does not have to mean that Roiv of the hekif of the Atore is this tzitzim. That means roiv of the circumference of the Torah is still covered with olam. No. Roiv of the goiva of the Torah. That means you could have a small piece of oil. And if it roiv, and the small piece of oil, that it, this is roiv goiva of the Torah. If the Torah, let's say, is a half an inch, and it's a little bit more than a quarter of an inch, so this small piece of oil is ma'akib the mila. And that's what the Shainis is coming to tell us. Let us see Rashi. Im kein ma'ishuv, if the whole mitzvah umoil, as Bnei Yisrael is coming to tell us that they should be mal those who were not nimble in the midbar, so what shat shuv? Shuv means to be mal them over again. The mash mezim nachita, second time. El lav shma minola priyim. So Sarai from here, that he was given a mitzvah of priyim. Umay shainis. Hashte de darashte shuv, if you're dashning shuv, shuv is coming to be malbe priye, shein is matidresh beis. What is the shein is coming to tell us? Fine. So Masa shein is coming to tell us, tzitzin hama'akvin esamila. Lishnachine. There's another lotion. My shuv and my shein is. Elo lav le priye. It's the second lotion, the Gemara is Malba Priya, not from the word of Shuv, nor from the Kefal of lotion of Shuv and Shainis, that's coming to be Malba Priya. Shuv and Shainis. Olai Lishne Garsinen, how do you know that Shuv and Shainis is coming to tell us Mitzvah Priya, Vidil Melakushi, Soif Mila, Letchilas Mila, maybe Shuv and Shainis is coming to tell us Tzitzin amakvin esamila, v'loy lepriya osa, elo leikuf. So according to this girsa, the Gemara asked Akasha and finished, mobilized by Akasha. It means your whole raya, that there's a chiyah priya, from the yudashting from Shubhushenis, maybe Shubhushenis is coming to tell us something else. Tzitzin amakvin esamila. Soif mila, what is the tide soif mila? Tzitzin shenishtairu, shaloichotach kol ha'olo. Es roiv goiv ha, that means what's called roiv ha'atore, roiv goiv ha'atore, afal pidein roiv ha'keifom. Even though the small pieces of oil are not roiv of the hekif of the atore. It's a small piece of oil, but as long as the length of this oil, the goiva of the is roiv goiva atore, so that's called tzitzin amaakvin esamile, and apostles the mil, and you have to be mal this, to take this off. Let us see Taisvis. Vidume Pesach abo betumahave. The Gemara, we learned before that you could make hazor on an oru, because or else how did they make a korban Pesach? There was not time to make hazor when they were in the Moilam already. So the Gemara said, "Do a Pesach abo betumav." So Moses says, "No, there's enough in the Barais as a Pesach abo betar." Taime im kein kro lomoli. So why do you need the Pesach to tell us that they made a Korban Pesach if it was a Pesach abo betume? The beperik basche des vochim daig rabshimin, daf tzibo leikrivu el psochim v'choy v'isakavu el hemzmam, that a tzibo was only permitted to be makriv a psochim and choy v'isakavu el hemzmam. Bidachsiv v'ayasu es a Pesach v'agilgul, lo molikro, Allah kamash malon the chayve dava came Pesach korib. It can only be makre chayves that are kavu alam zman. That can only be makre them a certain time, like korban Pesach. The lav came Pesach like korib. That's shitas Rab Shimon. The rabbonon achilik on Rab Shimon. So what do they do with the posik? ומבוי לי כדרב יויכני משם רב בנו, דה אורל מקבל הזו. He says, the whole purpose of the posik is coming to tell us that an oral is mekabel hazo. So memel, if that's the purpose of the posik zakoch, it means there was a Pesach betare. The posik is coming to tell us that oral mekabel hazo, according to the Rabbonim. So how could the Gemara ask a kasher, what's the right from the posik? Maybe it was a Pesach abobetum. If it was a Pesach abobetum, you don't need this posik in Ganzen, according to the Rabbonim. Am Rabbeinu Yitzchak Dadive Kemeshane Yochid, the sign Yebed Yeshosu Pischaim Betar. Enechanami, the Gemara could have brought the Posik and proven from the Yitara Posik that Akochach, the Posik is coming to tell us that it was made Betar. And now the Gemara brings enough in the Bereis. Why did it make Cheshboinus of the Posik? The Bereis is as close as a Pesach Betar. Loi nitno priyas mila la Avrom Avinu. ומכל מוקרים, אברום פורה מלוסון. So Tosfos says, even though אברום אבינו was not מחויב בפריה, he made פריה. אף על גב דולוי נצטאבה, כדי אומר בברישס רבה. And ברישס רבה, it says, רשי brings down in חומש, that Avraham Avinu made Priya on Yishmoel. From the S, we learn out that he made Priya on Yishmoel. So even though he wasn't Mechuyev in Priya, he made Priya. So Taisa says, Tafulayel of Tavshilin, Tavshilin Kai. He was Mekama Fulayel of Tavshilin, even though he wasn't Mechuyev. Is the Mefarshim ask, so we see from this, that Avraham Avinu, who wasn't Mitzuveh in Priya, he made Priya. So why did he wait to make Mila till the Bein Shalom told him to make Mila? He could have made Mila, just like he made Priya without a Tzivui. So let him make Mila also. So, there's a Pasha to Teretz, but a lot of Mephoshim answered, Maritz Chayes brings this down, Dain Elio brings it down, that Chazal tell us, Godel ha-Mitzuva v'yoyse mimi she'ene mitzuva v'yoyse. So Memele, Mile, he knew that eventually there'll be a tzivoy, so Chas v'shom, how should he make Mila now? He's losing, he's doing that Godel ha-Mitzuva v'yoyse v'yene mitzuva v'yoyse. Priya, he knew that he won't be mitzvah. So if he won't be mitzvah in Priya, so then he made Priya without a tzivui. Beis Halevi says that that's pshat in the posik. He teaches the posik. Beis Halevi explains there's two in Yonim. There's Mila and there's Priya. The inyan of Mila is that an orlo is a mum, chelpe hilonu, and the hasoras ha'orlo, that's like hasoras ha'mum. That's the inyan of the chitach ha'orlo. The inyan of priye is an inyan, that's a krisas bris with klal Yisrael, that's a isofes kedushe, Al Yedeya Priya, that's the Inyan of Priya. So, Mila is a Psasur Meira, Asoras Ha'ole, Asoras Ha'pgam, Asoras Ha'mum. And Priya is a Sofas Kedusha. So he says, Be'emison, that's Pshat and Posik. The Posik says that Rabbein Shalom told Avraham Avinu, Hisalech Lefonai Ve'yei Somim. That was the tzivui. V'heyei somim, you shouldn't be a balmum. So that was a tzivui an chita cha'ola. Then the pasuk says further, ve'etno es brisi. Ve'etno is not a tzivui. Ve'etno is a gilui that later, ve'etno es brisi. So the Rabbein Shalom told Avraham Avinu that eventually will be a tzivui an priya. But there's no tzivui of priya on you. So since he heard that there won't be a tzivui of priya on him, so therefore he made priya on his own accord, because he'll never be a mitzvah voice. The Ein Eliyo wants to answer a different teretz on this kashe, why Avraham Avinu waited for the tzivui on Mila. So he wants to say that we learned in the Gemara before that a givoni mole is called an oro. A goy that's gemalot has a shame oro. The whole, when a yid is called an imo, but a goy, that even though he's gemalot, he still has a shame oro. So he says, before Avraham Avinu had the mitzvah of mila, so it was just like a goy. So the mila would not make him ois oro. So what will he accomplish by making the mila? So that's why he waited for the tzivui. He waited for the tzivui. After the tzivui, so then you became ois oro through the mila. Vim taima, im loy nitno priya ad Yehoshua. If priya was not given till Yehoshua, heichem gamrine minei, haksiv eila mitzvahs, how can we learn now from Yeshua mitzvahs priya? This is a new mitzvah. V'yeshloim ed aloha l'mayish mesinayu v'yeshua asmechei akro. But if I'm not mistaken, the Ramban says, but the aloha l'mayish mesinayu was that they should then make the priya, right b'shas knisas ha'oretz. That's when they should make the priya. That was the zman ha'priya. Mekuntres goras im kein maishuv. Begmore maishuv. U maishenis. Boi ba'ampe navsheyu. That's another shayla. He answered him, shuv is coming for pri. Now the Gemara is what you learn now from shenis. Meshani lakushi, soif mila, le trilas mila. Plegersinan el lakushi veloi vidilma. All these words were not geiris. Rabbeinu Chananel Meforish, this is the other lashon that Rashi had brought down. The Ma'ishuv and Ma'ishenis Kulach Ademilsi. Begasine Vidul Malakushi. May, how do you know that Shuvishenis is coming for Priya? Maybe Shuvishenis is coming Lakushi. Lachi Yosef, Leila Priya, Legir Sezule, Meshani Bemeskona Midiach Kushi. So we have a Psalm Gemara with Akashi without a Teretz. Soif mila ketchilas mila. So the Gemara learns out from Shainis that tzitzin hama'akven es hamila are also ma'akev. Soif mila ketchilas mila. Hiksha harav Yitzhak halova. Tahochi dorish mishainis tzitzin hama'akven es hamila. From the word Shainis, we learn tzitzin hama'akven es hamila. Vahosom dorshi Himoil Yimoil, the Kaifel Aloshin, the Tzitzin, so the Rialovan is Tamir the Kikashe. This is the two Droshes telling us the same Aloche. Himoil Yimoil goes on Tzitzin, and Hishenis goes on Tzitzin. The Tiris of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Hoche Tzitzin and Ma'akvena Sapriya Koma. Verkehrt, the two different psukim, the posuk himel yimel is speaking about that the tzitzin hamaakven es the tzitzin from the olo hamaakiv. That's the din on the olo. Here, Shuv is coming to tell us a zachiyev priya. So Shenis is coming to tell us that the tzitzim of the oira priya also maakiv the priya. So that's a psakashe in the teretz. I said, Rehlovan asked the question, Rabbi Netam told him a teretz, that the sake two psukim and two dinim, one is going tzitzei ha'ola, one is going the tzitzim apriye, oir apriye. Ulari nire, the Ri says, that the kasha fangt sich nicht on. The aval gav the nitztava Avrom ala tzitzim, even though Avrom Avinu was mitzuva ala tzitzim, Dorish lo shaper mikro di Yeshua. So, this posik of Shainis could also be speaking about Tzitzin. And the posik is not telling us any chidushim. The posik is telling Yeshua what he should do. So, this is, I'll prove it to you. Doki porich nami dilma hanach deloimohu. The Gemara is, what's the raya from this posik? that there's a chiyepriye, maybe the harvest surim is coming, they should be mal those who were not nimble. So what is the pasuk telling us? Ain shem chidish bekhodi Yeshua, elamashe kvar nitzav etchile. So kolchoch, the pasuk isn't telling us any chidush. The pasuk is just telling what he should do. So Mamela Shainis is telling us that the tzitzin ha-ma'akvim should take off. That's all what it's telling us. But it doesn't have to be tell. It's not telling us nu chidushim. It's telling him what to do. Vim toima im kain. So if that's the case, that it's not muchach from this posik, that the posik is telling us nu chidushim, im kain shuv nami. The Gemara learned out from the word shuv, the ayri bepriye, is motzila meima, the nitztava Avram. So it could very well be that mitzvah's priye was bizman Avram also. The heichem muchach mineidoloi nitna priye la Avram. The Gemara's whole raya was that since it says mitzvah's priye by Yehoshua, the raya was nischadish then. It wasn't before, it wasn't Mimei Avraham. But now you're telling me that the psukim that it says by Yeshua is not necessarily telling us new halachas. The psukim are telling Yeshua what he should do. He should be mal those who weren't nimble. So that's not telling us new halachas. So it's telling us that the tzitzim makom esamil is also not a new halacha. So maybe Pri is also not a new halacha. Maybe Avraham Avinu was nitztava be Priya. We can only assume that Avraham Avinu was Nitztave if it was written by him. So that's going on Tzitzin. That the mitzvah's priya was not nitin lavrom, even like siv behedye, ela liyeshua. I mean, since the only place mefurish that speaks about priya is by Yeshua, so forget that's a gilui, that till then there was no mitzvah of priya. Sok the Gemara weiter. Ubamidbar maitaima loimohu. Why weren't Eden mal themselves in the Midbar? The Pasuk says that there were those who were born in the Midbar were not mal themselves. So the Gemara says two terutzim. Iboyis eima mishum chushe deuche. That they were weak from the derech. They were hulche drochim. So Memela, they were too weak that, and they never knew Apia Shem Yachnu, Apia Shem Yisol. They were never batuach that they're able to rest. So they were unable to make Mila. Iboi Seima Mishum Chulsha Durucha, Iboi Seima Mishum Loinoshim Lam Ruach Tzfainis. The second reason is because the Ruach Tzfainis did not blow in the Midbar. The Ruach Tzfainis we'll see is a very comforting Ruach. And the Ruach Tzfainis is Mefazer the Anonim, and the sun is able to shine. And that's Merape. But if there's no Ruach Tzfainis, so Memele, they were unable to be mal themselves because they didn't have the Shemesh that was Merape, they didn't have the Eza of Ruach Tzefoinis. The Sanya will enter in Abaraisa, Kol Oison Aboim Shone, Shayisro Ba Midbo, Oinosh from Ruach Tzefoinis. My time, why take the Ruach Tzefoinis was not Noyig the whole 40 years? It's Amach Loikis. Because they were nezaifim, they were benidui, the one zaycha to a ruach tzfainis. That the ruach tzfainis, the koyach of ruach tzfainis is its mefazer anonim, And Fakert, the Rebbein Shem did not want that the Ananim should become Nispaza. So therefore, there was no Ruach Tzfoinis. So therefore, there was no Ruach Tzfoinis. So therefore, they weren't mal themselves. Omar Rav Pope, Hilkach, therefore. So we see from this, the reason that Klal Yisrael were not mal themselves in the Midbar, was because there was no Ruach Tzfoinis. So the sun was not able to shine on them. So you don't make a bris. So Rabbi Papa said, Hilkach Yoymed De'eve, if you have a cloudy day where the sun isn't shining, or V'yoymed De'shute, or a day that the Ruach Droimis Min HaShebes, that's a Ruach Koshe, is Loymaline Bey. So you don't make a bris that day because it's a sakone. V'loy misochinim bay. You don't make a koza also that day. It's also it's a sakone. You don't have the ruach tzfeinis which helps to bring about the refuah. So the Gemara says v'idne the doshu boram. But nowadays everyone makes a bris even though it's cloudy. Even though it's Shema Deshute, it's Shema Psoim Hashem. So now, you can do it. There's an hug of Shema Psoim Hashem. The Yinyakim says something very interesting. He says, so why wasn't there Shema Psoim Hashem in the Midbar? He says, because they weren't Psoim, it was a Der Deye. Amor Dekedeher. The Shmir is if a person is a Bchina of a Pesi. Yosef Das, Yosef Machoib. He says, they weren't Psoim in the Midbar. If you're not a Pesi, so a Mele, you're not Zeuche to this Shmire. So, but nowadays, Shem Epsoim Hashem. Let us see Rashi. So, Rashi, Ruach Tzvoinis, Neucho, it's a comfortable wind, Leichamo, Veloi Tzeinenis, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, Vechamo Zerachas, and the sun can shine through. The purpose of the wind, as we'll see later, is mafasa danonim, and the sun shines through. We'll see later at night it did blow the ruach tzvoinis, but that didn't help the situation. So again, they weren't able to derive benefit from the rays of the sun, which is merape. So the Gemara asks, why wasn't it Menashev in the Midbar? Iboy yisayim emishum denezoifem hoyu. Mimaisei eigel. V'loi hoyu ru'uyim lo'er noiga. If there were a matzav of nidui, so then, that means the perdik is ach, to have a nice sunny day, you have to be roi for that. After the chayta eigel, their matzav wasn't so bekovedik, so they weren't roi lo'er noiga. So therefore the ruach tzfoinis was not menashim, so the chama wasn't zereach on them. V'iboy yisayim em shemochi lo'i noshva, k'eich de lo'i nivdor anani kovit shohoyo makifin. That anani kovit was surrounding them. So if the ruach tzfoinis would blow, So then the Anani HaKovid would separate. So that's why, in order that they should be protected by the Anani HaKovid, so the Ruch Tzvoin is to Naplo. And therefore, since they were completely encompassed by the Anani HaKovid, the sun was not able to penetrate. Yoyim HaDe'evo, Yoyim HaMa'una. Yoyim HaDeshute Shuach Doroimis Min HaShebes V'Koshem Mikol HaRuchis. So then one should not make a bris that day. Let us see Tosfos. My time Loimohu. So the Gemara asks, why weren't they mal themselves in the Midbar? Mashme de Loimohu Klal. They weren't mal themselves. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eleza Mashme Shemolu. The Koma Mimona Afar Yaakov. Ro Kol HaMidbar Shoyomolo Molei Me'olei Seyem Shal Yisrael. that Bilam saw the midbar was full of oles, that was mechusa ba'ofo, and he was mespoil mimona afar Yaakov. So if no one was mowing the midbar, so what's pshat the Pirkei d'Rabbi-Elazar? Pirkei d'Rabbi-Elazar, it seems they were mowing the midbar. And when Megillah stormed the Rabbeinu Nissim, nami mash mishem molu v'lei poru. The Kosovo, it says in Megillah stormed the Rabbeinu Nissim, kolois naboim shone shay yisol b'midbar lei hoyu poirim v'pnei inoi haderech. And Agamoritz, Atosis blibes by Akasha, Agamoritz seems to say they weren't mal at all. They weren't mal at all. The shuv is going on the priya, but the yeloidim, what the Agamoritz seems they weren't mal at all. My time aloimol, they weren't mal at all. So what is pshat in the Mimona Afar Yaakov? I saw the Ein Elio wants to say that could be the oles that Bilam saw was from Shevet Levi. Brischa Yintzoiru, Rashi brings down that they were mal in the Midbo. The Sfurnu says that they were Maisa Nefesh themselves to be mal in the Midbo. Bechlau, the Ein Elio says they were a shevet of Mesiris Nefesh, Emelo Vivimele Risi, Besechab Lehikir. They were Mount Mesir. Could be he saw these olas. I once heard from someone a beautiful vault, which stims with this Ein Elio. In Yalkut Shemayni, it says that Bilam saw the oles that were mechusa ba'ofa, and it was meiridik mespoil mimona afar Yaakov, and because of that, it says in Yalkut Shemayni, so therefore we make a bris with mechasa the ola with ofa. So yes, I'm meiridik ekash. Yes. The offer, it seems, Mimona Afar Yaakov, he was spoiled from the offer. What's the godless of the offer? And therefore, Mechasa, the oldest with offer. And how does the offer come in over here? You saw the oldest, Memela, that was, that's the Tmimis, that were not a Reilem, but it would seem that he was spoiled from the offer. What's the godless of the offer? Mikansha Mechasnas Olam offer. So this person wanted to say, I forgot his name. So he said as follows. He said a beautiful vote. He said, Klal Yisrael were not mal in the midbar. Like we had in the Gemara, it was a sakone. Shevet Levi was mal in the midbar. Siras Nefesh. But they didn't want that there, that means if Klal Yisrael will find out that they're the Moilim, the others are Reilim, so it pshad is through doing this mitzvah of mila, so they're degrading Klal Yisrael. You're Elam, and we're Moilim. Chas v'sholem. They were very sensitive to the feelings of Klal Yisrael. So Mamela, they were machasa the olas. They were machasa the olas. No one should know that we're being mal ourselves. They were machasa the olas. So they did this fakir that Klal Yisrael should not be this mitzvah should not in any way hurt Klal Yisrael. This is what Bilam was nespoiled from. Bilam was nespoiled. Azazach, he was the opposite. He wasn't sensitive to anyone's feelings. He was the Gvaruach, and that's whatever he wanted, that was it. So this was the godless of Klal Yisrael, the Kisui Ha'olas Ba'ofo. So forget, that's why Mimona Afar Yaakov, and that's why we mechase the Ola Ba'ofa. To remember this anhoge. My time Eloimo, Zuktaisvis, Vim time of Eicha Yoichlam Kotchim. If they weren't mal themselves at all, Sahade dayi kotchim. Adol is also be kotchim. Ayafila bosa klau. Forget about kotchim. How did they eat meat? Kivin shloi molu. Shloi hutalam bosa taiv. Eloi ve shlomim. In the midbar, they were not permitted to eat stamazay bosa. They had to eat shlomim. And ba'ol also be kotchim. Ba'afilu im molu veloi poru. Kamoy shemashme bepirkid rabbelezim megila storim. Mikomakim kivon de nitztavu ala priye v'loi poru ki ilu loi molu. So if it's al kolchoch the ila vochi heich medagdik toro mekabel hazo me'avisein. The Gemara before learned out that there were maz on them and they were reilim. So according to the Megill, forget about Asugi. Asugi it seems to say that they weren't mal period, But according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar Megillas Torah, we'll say that they were mal, they didn't make priya. So all of them were mal. So where do you see that you can make hazor on the oru? They all were mal themselves. So al kochach, according to the Megillas Torah, and the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, we have to say that mol v'loi pora ki'ilu loi mol. So my male they have a din oral, and therefore the Gemara brought a right at oral mekabel hazor, because even after the mila they had a shame oral, because mo v'loi pora kilu loy mo. So al koponim, if they have a shame oral, so how were they permitted to eat kotchim or to eat boso? The yeshloima, the yaitzim mitzrayim mo l'upor, the yaitzim mitzrayim was mo l'upor v'oisamach l'kotchim, they ate kotchim. Aval the yeloidim ben midbo shalai moru loyoch lo kotchim. They taka didn't eat kotchim. Only the Eitz Mitzrayim ate kotchim. Aval be bosa taiva hoyu metorim. Bosa taiva they were allowed to eat. Shalai nesro lehem yache shen yecholim lechol kotchim. If they can eat kotchim, so there's no din on them that the whole chiyuv of being makrim shlomim was that since you could eat this basar b'tayres kodesh, so you should do a mechuyev to be magdish it. But someone who cannot eat the basar b'tayres kodesh because of will be magdish it, he won't be able to eat it. So there was no din that they have to be magdish it. Midi dahava atzvi vayo. The heiched, how would he allow to eat a tzvi vayo? He can't make a tzvi vayo shlomim. The heiched the loy efsher bakrove shori bosa taibik the pesh bekam at the chulam. Mishim the loy nafish lo ruach tzafaynis. The second reason was the loy nafish ruach tzafaynis. Besifri oimer the bignuson shal Yisrael siper akosuf shloy osu elo pesach echod b'mem shone shahoyu b'midbo shlam etzinu shosu pesach elo b'shone shnida. Zifri says that they only were once makriv a korban pesach. V'teime v'chi b'meizit hoyu nimnoi v'daitake v'tachmin v'tachake pshat they were mevatel b'meizit mitzvah akrovas a pesach. Ve'im ishum milas chorim shoyu ma'akvim. Ah, you'll tell me that they weren't makriv a korban pesach the whole 40 years because the neilodim and the midbar were not mal themselves, so they were reilim. And milas chorim shoyu ma'akvim. So that's why they weren't makriv a korban pesach. Aye, so what's begnuson shall Yisrael siparakos? So what's the gnus? If they're not allowed to be makiv a korban pesach, so what's the gnus? V'choshiv gnus l'fisha gom o'heim dovozeh. They brought it about. Why was there no ruach tzafaynis? Because they were menudim. For even the loy efsha loy haysem akevet, so Taisu says, I wish to disagree with this teretz. We learned before that when is milas schor of ma'akev if he's able to make the mila. If he's not able to make the mila, so then it's not ma'akev. Kid amalel, himer loy amarachmanavazikra. That means if he's able to make the mila, so then he's not permitted to be makriv before he makes the mila. But if he's unable to make the mila, so the mila is not makriv. So we have a problem. Why were they not makriv a korban Pesach all 40 years? There's no legitimate reason why they shouldn't do it. They were makriv the korban Pesach for 40 years. But only one Korban Pesach they made Ketikune. So Tosfos is very awesome. What is Tosfos saying? What happened over here? So the Tosfos HaRosh explains that they were makriv for 40 years, but Lamaisa, many of them had children who were Arela. So even though Lahaloche, the milas schorov is not ma'akiv the hechsher akom, because since they can't be maldem, so it's not ma'akiv, oba kitikune, it's also not, that's not called kitikune. Is, that's begnusan shayesosi ba'akosov. They were misaviv that the ruach tzvainish should not be menashik. And the Bignusan Shayasosi Barakosov that they were only once in the Midbar where they makiv a korban Pesach Kitikunai. The rest of the years they won the Midbar, they won makiv at Kitikunai. Even though La Loche it was a kosher korb. But it's not Kitikunai. Leinosh Vilem Ruach Tzefoinis. Perish bifnei atzmo. The ruach tzvainis did not blow alone. Ablein lefosh lenosh veklau, doma besev kolaget, dalad ruchis menashvis b'chol yoyim, for ruach tzvainis menashevis im kulon, shil molekein en oilom miskayim. So kocho, the ruach tzvainis was blowing, but it wasn't blowing separately. Nizoyfen hoyu, oim rabbeinu yitzhak, mi maisi miraglam. V'loi kemoyshe perish bekuntres, mi maisei ha'ego, that there was a zeifen for the maisei ha'ego, shrei mochel ha'makodesh bohu, bo'omol lehem salachti, shachar kach nase mishkon, vishro shchinosei b'neihem. Agav uche, from this Tosfos, it would seem that what the Rabbeinu shel Olam told, bo'omol lehem salachti, that's the salachti kedvarecho. And the Rabbeinu shel Olam told them salachti. So the Melech said they won the Zayfim of the Boishim said Salachti. Now Agav Uche, this Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvorecho is in Parsha Shalach. And this is after the Chet HaMaraglim. So, and Tosfos says the Salachti is after, was after the Chet HaEgel. So Agav Uche, the Basa Kainim Ibalei HaTosfos asks the Kash over there. And Fakelti brings down that Yom Kippur was Nikva L'Yom Slicha Mechila because Rabbeinu Shalom said on Yom Kippur Salachti Kedvarecho. In fact, Tosfos Salachti Kedvarecho was said on after the Chet HaMeraglim. So Kaponim Tosfos learns Pshat the Posik that speaking about by the Chet HaEgel. The Loi Nivdar Anani Kovet Loi Mishum De Tkife, not because the ruach tzefoinis is a very strong wind. The noichehu, it's verkehrt, it's a very comfortable wind. V'toiv l'nechbolim, elam mishem mefazeres ha'anonim, but the ruach tzefoinis is mefazer anonim. And if there's no clouds, v'eis yofe, k'di oma boish maitze tzilusa k'yayme de'istene, you have a clear day. There's no clouds. From the ruach tzofein, zov comes. Zov loshen oiro. The may American zov. V'chein pirish menachem. So what's shat that oiro comes? That means because of the ruach tzofein. So the clouds blow away, and now the sun is able to penetrate. So that's the zov. Va'af lefi ha-medrish keinu, the darshinin, shemazelas ha-zov. The medrish says that the ruach tzvoinis makes zohov cheap. What's that it makes zohov cheap? Lefishi mefazeres es ha'anonim. It's mefazel da'anonim. Vakshomim netzom. So there's no rain. Vatvua b'yoike. Lekach hazov b'zoil. Bal kaponim, that is the koyach of the ruach tzvoinis. It's mefazer anonim. The sun is able to penetrate. The Rebbein Shalom did not want that the anani kovid should be mefuzer. So that's why the ruach tzvoinis did not blow in the midbar. Tana Rabbana, kol oison arboim shone sho Yisrael b'midbar loy hoyo yoim shloy noshva boy ruach tzvoinis b'chatzi halaylo. That b'chatzi halaylo the ruach tzvoinis blew. Shenema v'yihi b'chatzi halaylo Vashem hika kol b'chir. So it's a medrash kliya that the ruach tzvoinis was menashe b'chatzois because the Rabbein Shlom was hika kol b'chir. My Talmud, what is pshat in this drasha? And so kamashmlon the isrotzen milsehi. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi isrotzen milsehi. Bekiven da chatzois halayla esrotzen havoi amiradike zach. That since the chatzois layla by makas preiris was an esrotzen, le makas preiris, havoi nami esrotzen le ruach tzefainis. So therefore it's an esrotzen that the ruach tzefainis, it was once nikva for an esrotzen. So therefore, every night by Chatzois, the Ruach Tzfoinis, which is a Ruach Neuche, starts blowing. Because it's an Eis Rotzen. And that Eis Rotzen remains Ledeiris. Ve'ein l'choyoyim sh'ruach tzfoinis ein man ha-shevis boi b'chatzi ha-laylo. Ve'zeo yisim l'dovid, and forget that's how David knew, Chatzis laylo okam loydis lo, kinetolo l'maylo m'mitosoy. V'nikba klapei tzofin, kivin shegiach atzois laylo, ruach tzefoynis menasheves, boi menagimela v'uneya. V'haide noke toche arboim shone, kol oison arboim shone shiso b'midbo, the ruach tzefoynis was menashev b'chatzois, loimeloch, sha'afilu oison mem shone d'nizoifim hoyu, V'lei noshvuluhu b'yomim. Is noshvuluhu b'chatzois laylo b'shum de'eis rotzani. Because it is an eis rotzani.